Mr. Barnes. He's my hero. Once again, welcome to the podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This is for Chapter 5. Chapter 5 is a chapter with relatively hard things to find for DJs, so hopefully this will help some of you guys out. Chapter 5, we have Miss Maudie, and the more introduction to her and characterization of her and how she helps out Scout. Unlike Miss Stephanie, Miss Maudie does not spread rumors, which is a more reasonable, as they call it, thing to do, more respectable thing to do. And that takes courage right there, not to get involved in the town's gossip when everyone else is doing it. So for courage, that might be one of the first things you guys might notice, is that she does not gossip and has the, not audacity, but has the courage enough to speak to the children as adults. That's the second thing you might want to write down, is that not only does she not gossip, but that she also treats the children like adults or young adults, but older than they are right now, and treats them better and more like Atticus does than anybody else in town. That also might be an item for growing up for a DJ, is that the way in which Miss Maudie addresses the children and speaks to them in such an open manner, similar to Atticus, which not many people do. In this chapter, she talks honestly with Scout about the Radleys, and she agrees with Atticus that they must be treated with respect and allowed their privacy. She also talks to them about the religion, and explains to them that the pleasure is equated with sin in some people's minds. So if something's good, it's really a sin, you shouldn't be doing it, when in truth that's not the actual case. And she also talks about the Radleys to them, and how it's a sad house, and how people misuse them and abuse their stories, and treat them poorly just because they do not like to be seen as much. One key word in this chapter you want to note down is reasonable. That Miss Maudie is presented to us as a reasonable creature, and through her character, we see the advantages of reason, the key word in reasonable, and how reason is more important than imagination. And we also have the interaction between Atticus, Scout, Jem, and Dill, but mostly between Atticus and Jem, about the Radleys and the way that they're handling the Radleys, how they keep not harassing them, but borderline harassing them, and keep bugging them, and keep mocking them. Atticus's true feelings about this. So growing up, you might have down the first one of being treated by adults like an adult on an equal playing field. Or you might have down growing up also that facing the facing your actions, having responsibility for your actions, and Jem's case in this chapter. Courage, you have the courage of Miss Maudie to not spread rumors, not fall into the normal traps of the society. And you have courage of Jem to handle and talk to Atticus straightly about his problems and try to deal with it in his own way, even though he wasn't too honest about it. At least the attempt to deal with it and not just run away and deny it totally. For prejudiced people, you might want to pick up on how Miss Maudie is not prejudiced in ageism, how she treats them all equally, which is a big factor because not many adults do. And you might want to talk about the prejudice against the Radleys and their recluseness, how they are hidden creatures in the story, and how she does not discriminate against them for being recluse and for hiding away their lives, whereas most people do find that bothersome to them. Why would someone hide away? Secrets and hypocrisies, once again, a big motive, hiding things. The entire conversation between Maudie and Scout about the Radleys has the same theme of keeping secrets and what secrets are. So hopefully that helps out a little bit. Chapter 5 is not a stupendous chapter for this book, but it is very worthwhile and has some points of interest to it. If you have any questions, once again, please call me on the number on the right side of this page and visit this website, drew5092.podomatic.com, to find out how to stream this to your iTunes or to call that number for future questions. Hopefully this helps you out in some way, and please, please, please call that number if you have any suggestions on how to make this better or any questions about the story. Thank you, and tune in next time for Chapter 6.